State representatives are back in Lansing tomorrow for a special summer session. Jonathan Osting is MLive's Lansing reporter. Jonathan, could we kind of look at tomorrow's one-day session as sort of teeing up for the start of the fall session next month?
Yeah, I think that's true. Certainly, they're going to try and get one big issue out of the way right up front, which is the wolf hunting initiative. That bill cleared the Senate earlier this month, and the House is expected to take it up tomorrow.
So let's start with that, because, boy, that is something that has so many passions inflamed on both sides of the question. Just kind of break it down, what's supposed to happen, because it's so many competing proposals, you can kind of lose track.
Yeah, that's right. There's this citizen-initiated legislation would enact the third wolf hunting law in as many years. Two of those have already been suspended by anti-wolf hunt groups who don't want hunts to go forward. This third one would render those two moot. So they might still appear on the November ballot, but if the House approves this legislation tomorrow, wolf hunting is going to be allowed to continue in Michigan, regardless of what voters say in November.
Which, of course, we know is going to inflame it even more, because I know a lot of people feel like their citizen voice has been taken away by these kinds of maneuverings.
Absolutely. I mean, there's actually only about 636 wolves, and they're all up in the Upper Peninsula. So it's sort of a small group we're talking about here, but it's brought up a lot bigger themes of the democratic process, about voting rights, and, as Hunter's put it, hunting rights as well. So, you know, by potentially keeping this measure off the ballot and, you know, sort of invalidating the other two measures that will be on the ballot, lawmakers could potentially frustrate a lot of voters who have signed petitions, who have volunteered on one side of the issue or the other.
All right, to the next issue that has taken a lot of attention in Michigan, and that is building protection for LGBT rights into state law. What needs to happen?
Well, the first thing that needs to happen is actual legislation needs to be introduced. Lawmakers have sort of been debating this for months, sort of behind the scenes, but we haven't actually seen a bill dropped yet. There's a possibility that could happen tomorrow. I think it's more likely we'll see that legislation in September. But, you know, the Republican leadership here seems to be willing to have this discussion. But they're also really sympathetic to these arguments about religious freedom. So they want to make sure that a business owner who has a religious belief that opposes gay marriage isn't forced to, say, rent out his or her barn for a gay marriage, which is sort of the whole point of the law. So it's a fine line they're walking there, trying to find this balance. It's why we haven't seen legislation yet, and it's why it's going to be really interesting to see what the actual product does look like when and if it is introduced.
Well, and we know from Michigan history a lot can happen in a lame duck session very quickly, can't it?
Absolutely.
Something known as the IBM ruling is also going to be considered. Jonathan, what is this and what's at stake?
Yeah, well, there was a Supreme Court ruling which had to do with tax liability in the state. And the Supreme Court, you know, found that the state sort of, you know, didn't tie up a couple loopholes it should have potentially when it got rid of the Michigan business tax. As a result, it was determined that IBM was owed some refunds. And in fact, if you apply those to other companies, the state could be on the hook for potentially $1 billion in refunds next year. So there's some hope that the state Supreme Court actually revisits that opinion. If that does not happen this year, it's expected that lawmakers are then going to try and introduce legislation to make a change and have it be retroactive so the state doesn't end up having to pay this $1 billion out, which, of course, would have a huge impact on the state budget.
And that might be brought up tomorrow. We should watch for that, possibly?
Possibly. Again, I'm not sure a ton is going to happen tomorrow beyond wolf hunting. There's also one sort of interesting bill that caught my eye, allowing golf carts to be driven on some municipal streets. So that kind of gives you an idea of what else they might deal with. It probably won't be huge issues tomorrow.
All right. I have to ask. I've got a bite. Why golf carts and why municipal streets? Who's pushing this and why?
Sure. It's introduced by State Rep. Kevin Cotter. water up in Mount Pleasant. It specifically applies to small communities, so cities, villages, and townships with a population under 30,000. If you've ever, you know, been in some rural areas or areas with golf courses, golf carts are kind of ubiquitous, but technically they're not allowed on city streets. So somebody from a golf community approached Cotter and asked him if he could do something on this issue, and it looks like they're gonna.
Democracy at work. MLive's Lansing reporter Jonathan Osting giving us a preview of tomorrow's one-day summer session for state representatives. Jonathan, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.